Hello, everyone. I just thought I'd come on here and express a bit of a rant that I have. I have been kind of dumped by one of the people who I thought was one of my best friends, in quotes. You know what I mean, a very close friend. Because apparently, I haven't been in touch with her, and I've been a really awful friend, and I have been very uncaring and haven't really considered her at all in the last year and all this sort of thing. And all this thing has massively come out of the blue, because the last time I saw her was on my birthday, which was June. I have been in regular contact with her over text message, WhatsApp. She sent me quite quick short messages in reply, which is fine because she's busy, she's got a little boy, she's got a step family, all this stuff. So I understand that, you know, that she, you know, that's fair enough. I tried to meet up with her, she won't meet up with me. Yet she's claiming that I cancelled on her 3 times, which is a load of bollocks. I cancelled on her once. I cancelled on everybody. In fact, I cancelled on more. There's more people actually that could have an issue with me, because there was about 3 times when I cancelled on a number of friends for different things. A lot of it was illness, and some of it was, I don't know, I think it clashed with an appointment or something, and I had to cancel. And none of them have got a problem with me. And really, a lot of them are fairly new friends. So in a way, they have more justification, I guess, to kind of query me, as a, you know, rather than my friend who I've known for a long time, because she knows me better and she knows that I'm not like that. You know, I don't cancel. You know, I'm not the sort of person that cancels regularly. So when I do cancel, it's usually for a good reason. But no, it has to be the person who, you know, I thought, you know, understood me the best. She's now told me that she doesn't want to see me anymore, and kind of thank you and goodbye type thing. Because of the fact that apparently I don't care about her anymore, despite the fact that I have been telling her over the last few weeks, in response to her quite nasty messages, that actually I care very much and I really want to catch up with her because it's been a long time. She's read into my Facebook stuff that is a load of bollocks, and only pinpointed, you know, her head is only really pinpointed on who I've been with and the fact that it hasn't been with her. So I think there's an element of jealousy. I think a lot of it is possibly not actually aimed at me. I did try and put this to her yesterday. I think there's probably a lot of anger for other things going on in her life. And at the moment, I think I'm getting it. I'm getting it for whack. She didn't agree with me, but I guess she wouldn't. I think she's feeling quite defensive at the moment. So, and she wanted me to apologise. And I haven't actually done anything wrong, to be quite honest. I mean, I've said I'm really sorry that the fact that I've, you know, life's changes, you know, she's got new different things going on in hers. And I've said I'm sorry that, you know, you're feeling a bit lonely and on your own at the moment. But I'm not apologising for something that I don't know what it is I've done, because then it wouldn't be a true apology. You know, of course, I'm sorry she's upset. Of course, I'm sorry, you know, that I am upset that she's upset. But I'm not, you know, I'm not sorry for something that I, A, haven't done, and B, don't understand. So that is, you know, I won't apologise. I won't kind of do that, because it's not genuine. And that's what she doesn't like. She wants me to back down and apologise. Well, what am I apologising for? So that's my bit of rant for the week, really. I'm upset more than anything, because we've been through a lot together. She sent me quite a nasty ending text in reply to sort of one I said, saying, oh, you know, let's sort of try and sort this out and stuff, and said, you know, apparently all I do is think about myself and how I'm a really selfish person and all this stuff. And considering I was there for her throughout quite a difficult pregnancy, a lot of difficulties with potential partners and fathers and all this stuff. And, you know, I have been there for her fully. And since she's kind of got into this relationship and moved in with him, well, he moved in with her, everyone's against her. The whole world's against her. Everyone hates her, which isn't true. So I whether there's anything going on there, I don't know. You know, it's not for me to say. But I think it's funny how life changes people. I've not really changed. I've met different friends, but we all do. We all have different people in our lives. We all meet new people, and she, you know, I could have kicked off about the fact that she's suddenly got a new family and she hasn't got much time for me anymore, and she's, but I'm not, I don't, because I think that's like, you know, I'm glad for her, I'm really happy for her, she's finally got a little boy, which I'm over the moon about, considering she went through so much hell to, you know, have give birth to him and everything. She's got a lovely step family, lovely stepchildren, and lovely partner, and she's claiming that I've got issues with her. So I think there's probably something not right going on for her. So anyway, that's that. I've got 3.5 minutes left, which means I've been wittering on for quite a while. And I hope it doesn't offend anyone. It wasn't meant any offence. And if it does, then I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, you know, people don't have to listen, do they? And I'm not about to post it on Facebook. I'm not, you know, this particular friend has been posting quite pointed statuses on Facebook about, oh, some people don't care anymore. And, oh, I'm thinking, well, OK, if you want to publicise your rant and you want people to say, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, then fine. But I'm not going to engage in that. It's victim, it's victim, victim, victim. And I, you know, it's about responsibility. She could have texted me. She could have said to me, oh, do you know what, mate? I'm free. I'm in Hereford this afternoon. Fancy meeting. But did she? No. God, you can tell I'm really angry, can't you? I'm fuming. I think more hurt than anything else. So hopefully time will heal this and it will be okay. But yeah, I guess I'll have to wait and see. Other than that, life is okay. A bit up and down generally. A lot of changes happening and new experiences and new interviews and all this coming up. But that's good. I've got my sailing trip coming up quite soon. And I hope I'm going to be over this cold by then. Because I do not fancy being ill while I'm away. Because that would be not good. And other than that, I've been enjoying time with friends and catching up and things like that. And I feel like I'm repeating myself now, so I'm going to go. And I hope you're all okay, and I'll speak soon. Bye-bye.